It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We welcome you into the Road to Glory Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding alongside my partner Chris Boswell back in studios at Centile of Sin. We're live from the Tony's Pizza Event Center here in Salina, Kansas for the Class 1A Division 1 Girls quarterfinal round here in the state tournament this year. This game will feature the defending 1A D1 girls state champs from a season ago, the Centralia Lady Panthers, led by head coach Dusty Thompson in his fourth season at the helm here for the Panthers, taking on the fifth seed in this tournament, the Quinter Bulldogs, coached by Matt Havlis. And this is a matchup just the second time in the history between these two. The last time was back in the 2017 state tournament where Centralia won in a state quarterfinal round 67-34. I sat down with head coach Dusty Thompson a little bit earlier here today, preparing you for this state quarterfinal matchup. We'll hear from him here in just a moment, as well as our pregame show continues, as is the Rainbow Communications title sponsorship here on 92.1 KMCA. But listen, you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on 92.1 KMCA.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Kansaland Radio.
What's going on, Kansaland? It's Jake. It's our pregame interview with head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Lady Panthers, getting ready to take on the Quinter Bulldogs here in the quarterfinal round here at the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. You're listening to the Road to Glory, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on FM 92.1 KMZA. Coach, you guys make it to state four times the last 6 years. You, as head coach, three of the last four. Tell me a little bit about last Saturday. That was a big-time win at Clifton Clyde in the sub-state final. Your girls really played maybe one of the best games of the year.
Yeah, they did. You know, I thought we did a great job of settling in and seeing what Clyde would give us and doing a great job of finding girls in it. You know, it happened to be the other night. It was girls shooting ball from outside, and we did a great job of shooting the ball. And you hope that leads to maybe more in today of Quinter's going to do something different. Now can we find that other girl and again, make that adjustment and find a girl that's going to make us better today in this game?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys, we always talk about the Twin Towers down low, but, man, it was the guard play last Saturday that really shone through for your team. Talk to me about Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, Cora, a couple of these girls that really stepped in for you guys, not only this season, last Saturday, but how they're going to have to step in here today.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, they did a great job of shooting the ball last week. Our post players did a great job of finding them. You know, the other end of the floor, part of the reason that Hayden and Keelan got those shots is Melena did such a great job defensively, we didn't have to switch her up, you know. So those things make a huge difference in what we can do, and that's where we're really, really good is finding that inside-out game. Where it needs to be today is different than where it was the other day, and we'll see if we can make that adjustment and let the other girls go to work.
Different facility for the first time for your guys' program here in recent memory. You guys always end up at Dodge City for the full week, but new format this year. Does that have a play a factor at all for you guys for this quarterfinal game?
You know, I don't know right now. I guess we'll see after the ball game. But, you know, I think for these girls, it's going to be the same no matter what. For us, it'll come down to, you know, can we play that game we want to play and play at the speed we want to play at, but not let the atmosphere of the state tournament speed us up at times and dictate what we do as well. So we'll see how we handle it today.
Tell me one final question. Again, speaking with head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers, is just the experience of this team. You know, defending 1A D1 state champions, targets have been on your back all year long, but the experience of your roster coming back here to the state tournament this year, you think that plays a good factor for you guys?
Oh, it does. You know, I mean, we lose Owen and girls have to do different things, but I thought, you know, as the season went on, we've done a great job of finding what those things are. What makes this team better than last year's team? What can we do different than last year's team? And these girls, I said, you know, we don't want to peak too early, but I feel like right now we're playing the best ball we played all year, and we're starting to figure all that stuff out. So we'll see how we handle that today.
1A D1 quarterfinal, Centralia Quinter on its way. Tip-off coming up here in just a few moments. Another pregame timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on FM 92.1 KMZA.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Hansaland Radio.
Jacob Bond's back with you here in Salina. It is the 1A D1 girls state quarterfinal matchup here between the Quinter Bulldogs, the 5 seed, and the Centralia Panthers, the 4 seed. Centralia, they're just your defending 1A Division I state champions from a season ago. Seth Follison back in studio here for us here on FM 92.1 KMZA. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Going to bring Boz in for the first time here today. And, Boz, we've covered the Centralia team in length, really, for the last 3 seasons underneath head coach Dusty Thompson. And the ability for these girls to really do what they do best is this state tournament run. And I'm going to get your thoughts on this current Centralia team. I'm going to get your thoughts on the Quinter team as well. But before we do that, we're going to have to step aside for a quick timeout here again in just a few moments. But we're going to have a great matchup here between Quinter and Centralia. Winner goes to the semifinals on Friday, and that will be at Dodge City, not here in Salinas. So it's a new format here for us, but we got another pregame timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory here presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on 92.1 KMZA, it's 1A Division I Girls State Basketball. Seth Tollison back in the studio. Jake and Boz here courtside at the Tony's Pizza Event Center here in Salina. And if you haven't noticed yet, Boz, they're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. And it is the Road to Glory. And we're going to be broadcasting a team today that was a glorious run for them a season ago. Centralia Panthers, your Class 1A Division I defending state champs.
Yeah, fantastic season last year. And, you know, you always want to come back the following season and say, hey, we can do that again.
Yeah.
Centralia is not unfamiliar with state tournaments. They've been there a ton, multiple finishes, second, third. They got the championship last year. So their experience, this is, like Coach Thompson would say, it's just another game.
Yeah.
But it isn't. I mean, you're here in Salina. This is a fantastic venue. Tony's Pizza Event Center. It's been a long time since state basketball's been here at this site.
Yeah.
In this situation with 1A.
Right.
But it's a great venue, and I'm sure Centralia's ready to go. Here's the crazy thing. On the flip side of things, Quinter, they're not unfamiliar with state tournament appearances either. This is a good, really good basketball team. They've been to state the last several years that we've covered Class 1A.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Centralia, the fourth seed in the state tournament. They finished the regular season ranked third in the state. Quinter, the five seed, they finished eighth in the 1A D1 rankings. Again, head coach for Quinter, Matt Havlis, has been doing this for over two decades at Quinter High School. Centralia, coached by Dusty Thompson, fourth season for him here as the head coach, but been an assistant in the Centralia program for a very long time. Bob mentioned the familiarity for Centralia. Yeah, last year, 1A D1 state champs. 2 years ago, third in the state. 4 years ago, they were the state runner-up. 2020, they were part of the Forever Four COVID year where they had a massive comeback in the quarterfinal round, to make it to the semis before COVID shut down the tournament. Let's get you our starting lineups here tonight here for this one. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard. It'll be the Quinter Bulldogs in their red on red uniforms, white numerals and lettering trimmed in black. It'll be starting up for Quinter. It'll be Mia Briggs, a 5'5" senior. She wears number 4, averages 4 points per game. Also for Quinter will be a 5'6" junior, Ella
Gruenbacher. She wears number 5 points per game. A 5'7" sophomore wearing number 11, that's Braylon Blackwell for Quinter, 15.64 a game. 5'9" junior wearing number 24, Annabelle Villalis, excuse me, she wears number 24 and 4 points per game. And the big girl down low, Camry Getch, she is a phenomenal athlete down low for Quinter. 6 foot junior, she wears number 55, 15 points, 9 boards per contest. For Centralia, it'll be 5'7" junior, Hayden Kramer, 11 points, 4 boards a game. She wears number 0. Cora Thompson, a 5'7" senior, 3 points, 3 boards a game, wearing number 20. Keelan Rempe is 5'6" junior, 6 points per game, wearing number 23. And then the Twin Towers, 13 points, 9 boards respectively between the 2 6-foot juniors in Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp, 41 and 42 respectively. Pause. Keys for Centralia to not only win this game but continue on their momentum here at the state tournament.
You know, the keys for Centralia, I really feel like this is a game where a lot of times we talk about Centralia and the Twin Towers. Quinter has significant size, so it's not going to be as important for those two to have big games. I think it's going to boil down to guard play for Centralia. Who can step up and knock down shots? Hayden Kramer had a fantastic game here just 4 days ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be big for her to have a big game. And also defensively, they're going to have to pressure Quinter, make them uncomfortable.
Centralia in the home whites with the orange numerals and lettering trimmed in, or check that, black numerals and lettering trimmed in orange. They move right to left. It's controlled on the opening tip by Tava Gibbs, and here come the Panthers quickly. It's a baseline drive by Kramer. Her shot blocked. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds to Quinter.
Yeah, good aggressive drive that time. A good take, and you kind of get a taste early on how this game's going to be officiated. A little bit of contact there, but looks like they're going to let him play.
Coach Thompson asking his girls to step up to the half-court line. It's controlled here by Quinter across the sideline. Bring it across is Briggs. Dribble weave action here with Grudenbacher. Centralia starting out here in a man-to-man defensive set. Lelez atop the key to the right corner and Briggs. Gets the screen. Kramer switches on between the rings. Reaches in for a steal and comes up empty. Blackwell controls now for Quinter. Now Briggs between the rings. Guarded by Tava Gibbs. Trying to go by Gibbs to the rack. Body contact there from Gibbs, and the shooting foul will send Briggs to the line for two.
Well, that's one thing that could be a factor in this game. Obviously, you talk about foul trouble and if teams can stay out of that. But Tava Gibbs, she has a tendency to play very physical, very aggressive, and you don't want to see her pick up early fouls.
First personal on Tava in this one. Briggs' first free throw rattles in. Just a 58% foul shooter on the season is Briggs, but she gets the first bucket point, excuse me, of the game for Quinter. They lead 1-0. 45 seconds gone by here in quarter number one. Briggs' second free throw doesn't hit anything. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Centralia basketball. So 1-0 your score here, 7:13 to go, quarter number one. Girls 1A, Division I, quarterfinal here in Salina. Hayden Kramer with a right-handed dribble brings it across the timeline. Again, the Panthers moving right to left across your dial. Here's Rempe on the left wing, skips it right corner to Josie Haverkamp. She dribbles out between the perimeter. That gives it off to Kramer. Hayden in the middle of the lane. Floater is short. Rebound underneath the basket by Gibbs. And give it off to Haverkamp. Josie caught on the baseline. Double team comes. She throws it off the side of the backboard. No. Thompson with the rebound. Her putback, no. And a rebound cleared by Gibbs.
It's kind of a disjointed possession. Kramer got to the lane. Little floater came up short, but two offensive rebounds for Centralia. They just couldn't get anything out of it.
Briggs brings it across the timeline and throws it away. First turnover here on Quinter. It'll be Centralia basketball. Two offensive possessions so far for the Panthers, Buzz, and you mentioned disjointedness, maybe nerves earlier
nerves.
In the state game.
Nerves, yeah. And Quinter right now, they're in an extended kind of 3-2 zone. They got three guards basically flat across the free throw line extended, then two players down on the blocks. Centralia can take advantage of this defense if they attack the baseline.
Nice find from Cora Thompson to Josie Haverkamp across the court down to the right block, and Josie is fouled. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Personal foul number one on Ella Grunbacher.
You know, I mentioned early, kind of in the pregame or right before tip, Quinter has size, and a lot of times we say Centralia needs to take advantage of their side or their size. It's still going to be important for Centralia to pound the ball inside and try to get some paint touches. Last Saturday in the finals at Sub State, we talked about that being important, getting the ball inside and getting paint touches.
Haverkamp goes 2 for 2 from the line. She's got two in the game. 74% foul shooter, full court pressure here by the Panthers. They lead 2-1, 6:15 to go in the first. Briggs breaks the timeline. Gibbs guarding her man-to-man. Now to the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Throws at the Blackwell between the circles. Braylon, sophomore, averaging 15 a game. Now here is Villalez.
guarded by Thompson. Needs some help, and ball three on the deck. It'll be a tie-up. Possession arrow will stay with Quinter. Great effort there. Cora Thompson, she's a defensive specialist for this team.
Well, that's one thing Centralia, they pride themselves on, and that is tenacious man-to-man defense. Doesn't matter where you're out on the court for Quinter, you're going to have somebody on you all the time.
Bulldogs get it into the front court here. It's Blackwell. Left wing, it goes now to, Gruenbacher. Straightaway three from Getz off the front rim. No rebound for Thompson for the Panthers. Quickly up the court, here comes Centralia. Framer, right wing, wide open. Rempe, she'll try a three. In and out. Rebound ripped down. Josie Haverkamp. Ball kicked out to Kramer on the left wing. The Panthers will reset. Good open three from Rempe, just couldn't hit it. Nice short find to Gibbs. They swing it around the perimeter now to Kramer. Dives into the middle of the lane. Floater shot rolls in for Hayden Kramer. She's got the first field goal of the game, but it's 4-1 Centralia.
Boy, she is so good at slashing, getting downhill, getting into the heart of that defense. And once she gets there, she's got super soft touch around the rim.
Driving into the middle of the lane with Blackwell, and she's fouled by Hayden Kramer. It'll be Hayden's first, team's second here of the quarter. Melena Becker will check in. Cora Thompson will go out. Melena Becker, impressive on Saturday in that Clifton Clyde substate by her defensive prowess.
Yeah, she was fantastic defensively. Guarded Sevy Works, one of the top scorers in the entire state. There she gets a steal on the inbounds pass.
On cue, Melena Becker with a steal. Here come the Panthers. Rempe quickly up the floor. Haverkamp. Corner three on the way for Hayden Kramer. Off the back rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Blackwell. And a near tie-up. They're going to call a foul here on Melena Becker.
That was on Tava Gibbs.
Oh, nope. You're good. You're right.
What? What?
Say that.
You're right. You're right.
Hey, Seth Beck in studio, please clip that for me.
Well, I looked at David Gibbs. She was right there. She threw her hands up above her head like that. They called it on her.
4:55 to go. Quarter number one. 4-1 Centralia with the lead and the only field goals in this game. Another turnover here by Quinter. Miscommunication from Braylon Blackwell and Ellen Gruenbacher. Coach Havlis not happy with that as well.
And that's the game plan for Centralia defensively. They want to frustrate you. They want to speed you up to the point that you're uncomfortable and you commit turnovers.
Jacob Boz with you. Seth Thompson in studio. 92.1 KMZA. State coverage. Class 1A Division 1. Here come the Panthers offensively into the short corner. Hayden Kramer fires another three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound backside by the Bulldogs and ripped down by Gruenbacher.
Boy, Hayden Kramer not able to find her reins just yet.
Three on the way. No, a long two. First field goal of the game for Quinter will go to Mia Briggs. She averages four a game. She's got three in this one, all three for the Bulldogs.
You know, people talk about this a little bit. When you go to a different venue, a big venue like this, there's no backdrop behind the basket. You've got another 60, 70 feet with nothing.
Haverkamp from 15 answers for Centralia. Her first field goal, and it's 6-3. Centralia, 4 minutes to go in the first.
Back to my point, it kind of makes it difficult sometimes. Just your depth perception can be a little bit off. It takes a little while into the game before you just got to figure that out.
Off the window, that was Gruenbacher with her first field goal for Quinter. Now the scoring starting to pick up here for both teams. 6-5 Dogs with 3:45 to go in the first.
Quinter staying with their zone defense, just kind of extending three players along the baseline. There's a turnover. Kramer tried to get it to the baseline, just threw it too far out of bounds.
Teams going to their bench for the first time into the ball game will be Chloe Gillespie for Quinter. As well, for the first time, we will see Kendall Johnson back into the game for Centralia as Cora Thompson giving Josie Haverkamp a breather. 6-5, 3:35 to go in the first. Quinter with the basketball, breaking the timeline left to right. Spot up three by Blackwell. Off the screen, no. Rebound, fought for, and out of bounds. Nice job, Tava Gibbs. Throws it off of a Madeline Wirth for Quinter. For Centralia's possession.
When Tava was running after that, the ball kind of careened off the rim, was going out of bounds. Tava went over like she was going to try to save it. She did. She actually just had to throw it back off a Quinter defender.
6-5, your score. Coming to the near corner, the ball deflected out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. It'll stay Centralia basketball here. 6-5, 3:14 to go in the first.
So I mentioned against this 3-2 zone, you're going to have an advantage on the baseline because they've got three players that are extended really high above the free throw line. You'll see Centralia trying to attack the baseline a little more than we've seen recently.
Kramer on the right wing. Then a defense, like Boz mentioned, from Quinter. Rempe tries to throw it backside. Nice find to Melena Becker. Her shot missed. A lot of contact. Coach Thompson begging for a whistle, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia basketball. You mentioned at the onset of this broadcast there, Boz, the fact that officials letting him play here in the state tournament early. Yeah, and that's going to be something we need to keep an eye on. Cameron Getz for Quinter, a 6-foot junior, big body that's going to take up some space inside.
On the inbounds pass, it's taken away. Turnover on Centralia. Up the floor, here come the Bulldogs. Johnson on the left wing, top of the key. Blackwell, deep left wing three. Off the back heel, no. Rebound ripped down Malena Becker, and a foul underneath the basket is going to go against Cameron Getz.
Got a great job boxing out on that shot. Anytime it's a long three, you expect typically a long rebound. That went straight up in the air, and Tava Gibbs came flying in for the rebound.
6-5. Nobody scored in a little while. 2:38 to go in the first. Kramer into the front court. Skips at the right corner. Rempe, nice entry down low to Becker. Double team. Nice dump down to Gibbs, but it's poked free. Tava able to collect it. Top of the key, Kramer slashes into the lane. Her shot rejected. Keeping it alive as Tava Gibbs, but it goes out of bounds prior to her getting there. It'll stay Centralia basketball.
So Hayden Kramer right now, she's doing a really good job of slashing to the rim, straight down from the top of the key, straight down the middle of the lane, but she's almost getting herself a little too deep. I think if she could pull up before she gets the contact, she'll have a little better success.
Into the game for the first time, sophomore Maya Tanking. She'll trigger it in for Centralia, underneath the basket, needs some help, gets it out. Josie Haverkamp, straight away three, off the back heel, no. Ripping down the rebound is Hayden Kramer. They'll call a tie-up, possession stays with Centralia. So Josie Haverkamp and the Panthers right now 0-for from behind the arc early, Buzz.
Yeah, 0-for-4 from beyond the arc. They've only made two field goals so far.
Tanking triggers it into Kramer on the right wing, back to Tanking in the corner. Head fakes on a three. Now to Hayden, who will reset the offense between the circles. 2 minutes to go in the first. Here's a lob underneath to Becker. Too high, out of bounds. Another turnover here on Centralia.
Well, that's a really tough pass. Malena Becker was trying to seal the block up the high side of the lane. Hayden Kramer tried to throw it from the center of the court all the way over the defense. That's tough.
Timeout here by Quinter. 6-5. 2:06 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. To Salina, Centralia leading the Bulldogs 6-5. Back in 30 seconds here on Giant Communications, JVN Telephone Company's Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JVN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Salina, the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Jake and Boz with you. Seth Tollison back in studio. Out of the Quinter full timeout. It is Centralia 6, Quinter 5. Bulldogs will have the basketball. Let's reset your lineups here. It's Maya Tanking, Hayden Kramer, Malena Becker, also Cora Thompson and Josie Haverkamp for the Panthers. And Quinter leaves in Kendall Johnson, Braylon Blackwell, Ella Gruenbacher, Cameron Getz. Winner breaks pressure. Up the floor. Velalez. First elevated shot from 8 is good. And I figure for Velalez in the game. No gets right now for Quinter. And they have their first lead since it was 1-0. It's 7-6.
Yeah, Centralia doing everything they can to speed up Quinter. That time full court pressure. Quinter able to break it and got an easy bucket at the block.
Kramer a deep right wing 3. Off the back iron. No. Rebound. Block 4. And Blackwell comes away with it. Kramer just picked up her second foul. Frustration foul, I think, a little bit there from Hayden Kramer. She misses her third three-point attempt. Goes for the steal. Keelan Rempe quickly back in to replace her.
Yeah, that's tough for Hayden Kramer. Two fouls here in the first quarter. She's going to probably see some significant bench time.
1:35 clock moving, quarter one. Quincher with the basketball and a 7-6 lead. Johnson in the lane, off the window. No, rebound, fought for court. Thompson rips it away. And then a foul will be called here on Quincher. They're going to get Velalez for her first personal.
I'm a little bit surprised right now. Centralia, they just seem a little out of sync, a little rattled.
Yeah.
And this is typically a pretty confident team. I think they just need to settle down, execute some offense, get some good shots here.
High post splash from Becker, then thrown away into the hands of Quinters. Johnson up the floor. Here comes Gillespie. Stops at the free throw line. Trap comes, kicks it out to Velalez. They'll reset offense here. 1:07 to go in the first quarter. Remember, no shot clock here in the postseason. Here's Velalez. Free throw line extended now to Gillespie. Dribbles to the right elbow, kicks it out.
Lockwell, a straightaway three, misses about everything. Rebound ripped down to Thompson for Centralia. Boy, neither team really able to find any rhythm from beyond the arc. Both teams have not made a three in this ballgame.
Good hustle from Valala as a tanking tried to find Melena Becker down low, but her hustle knocks it out of bounds. It'll be a blob play here for Centralia. Boss, explain that.
Yeah, baseline out of bounds.
Centralia scores on 40% of their baseline out of bounds plays.
Sometimes Coach calls it like inbounds under or inbound side.
Rempe, a corner three. No. Rebound, fought for, and collected by Clinter. One and done. A lot is the story here early on for Centralia. Clinter with the basketball still in the backcourt, able to cross the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Clinter 7, Centralia 6. Johnson, left wing extended. Gives it off to Worth. Now top of the key, it's Chloe Gillespie, freshman. And then a foul called here on Centralia. And this will be the fifth team foul. Foul on Josie Haverkamp.
But it's a little uncharacteristic. Centralia's doing a good job in their base defense, but it looks to me like we've seen probably three just frustration fouls, really for no reason. I think Centralia just really needs to take a deep breath, settle down.
Worth to the free throw line, just a 56% foul shooter, but buries the first. One more coming here, trying to get Quinter their largest lead of the game. Second one. Rattles home. Quinter's lead is 9-6, 15 seconds to go in the first. Keelan Rempe controls the point with Hayden Kramer on the bench with two fouls. Rempe, right wing, Thompson, 9 seconds to go in the frame. Rempe, she squares up, deep, straightaway three off the front rim, no. Rebound tracked down by Johnson. Here comes Quinter with 1 second. They will not get a shot off in time, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Quinter Bulldogs, the 5 seed, leading the 4 seed, Centralia Panthers after one. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JVN Telephone Company. Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Second quarter action coming up next here on FM 92.1 KMCA.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout. There'll be second quarter action here from Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. 1A-B1 girls state quarterfinal round. Quinter leading Centralia 9-6. Jacob Boz with you. Seth Tollison back in studio. Quinter with the lead and the basketball now. Set your lineups really quickly here. Centralia, as Quinter goes right down to Guest. Nice fly, good steal from Cambry Guest. Her first basket of the game. Lead is now 5. For Centralia, Hayden Kramer on the floor with 2 fouls. Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe, Tava Gibbs, and Cora Thompson, the starting 5. Same starting 5 as well for the Bulldogs in Briggs, Gurenbacher, Blackwell, Valelez, and Getz. 11-6 right now. Boz, what do you see needs to be different here for Centralia to start quarter 2?
They didn't play horrible in the first half. I mean, first quarter, they did have 4 turnovers, but the thing that's hurting them right now, just not able to find their rhythm offensively shooting the ball. Just 14% from the field in the first quarter.
Down low it goes. Gibbs, Tava, double team, kicks it out. Kramer head fakes on a three and travels with it. And right now you're seeing that Quinter is saying, you're not going to beat us down low. You're going to have to hit outside shots as they continue to sit in that zone.
Yeah, and really that last possession, they went inside to Tava Gibbs. There's 2 girls down in that zone that came to her. She had to kick it back out. So it's going to rely heavily right now either on your post players to make a move and get to the rim, draw some contact, or somebody's got to step up and knock down some shots.
3 on the way, miss. Rebound, though, for Valalez. Now right wing, 3 by Briggs on the way. It's good. Things starting to turn in the way of Quinter in a big way as they have their largest lead of the game now at 14-6. Centralia led 6-1. Boston's a 13-0 run
four quits are getting back to the four-minute mark of the first quarter.
Yeah, Quinter just shooting the ball really well right now. Centralia just cannot buy a basket.
Gibbs misses from eight. Rebound for Getz. Centralia trying to get into full-court pressure, but it's broken by Blackwell. Up the floor. Briggs just hit a three from the same spot. This one, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds off Kramer. It'll stay Briggs. Quinter basketball.
You kind of feel momentum and things as they shift, and Quinter has all of it right now. Like, just on that shot, a missed three. Two Centralia girls went after the rebound, which is what you want them to do, but they knocked it away from each other, out of bounds.
Baseline out of bounds here for Quinter underneath their own basket and getting it in to Getz on the left block, trying to go over Haberkamp. Shot it away by Josie. Free ball on the deck, jump ball possession to the Panthers. Josie Haberkamp said, oh, nay, nay.
Yeah, I think Josie Haberkamp, Tava Gibbs, Milena Becker inside, they're going to have to find a way to be more of a threat right now against this zone.
Trey with the basketball, trailing by eight. 6:08 to go in the first half. Just 6 points for this team that averages 57 a game. Kramer, right wing extended. Skips it left wing down to Rempe. Josie Haberkamp begging for a pass, but no pass comes. Right wing into the corner now to Becker. Milena, top of the key, Kramer. Centralia gets a screen there, does by Gibbs, and a shot off the window missed from Kramer. Ball freed, loose on the deck. Ripped away by Becker, throws it out. Diving effort from Gibbs, still fighting for it, and Quinter comes away with it. They throw it up the floor. Keelan Rempe rips it right back. Now Rempe into the front court. Settling things down here for the Panthers. Kramer, this Panther team need a shot. Rempe tries to get it to him from the right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound Gibbs. She's fouled. It'll go to the line for two.
The extra possessions right now are going to be big for Centralia. Not having a lot of success pounding the ball inside and making baskets, they're going to have to find a way to get some offensive boards, take it back up strong, and do what Tava Gibbs just did.
5:25 to go in the first half. Gibbs to the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is through for the junior, 72% on the season.
Centralia perfect from the stripe. Maybe that's what they need to do to get things going. Just make sure you can get to the free throw line.
Second one is true as well for Gibbs. So 14-8, 5:22 clock moving. Quinter with the lead and the basketball. Here's Braylon Blackwell to Briggs, guarded by Rempe. Man-to-man still maintained here for Centralia. And a turnover. Great hustle. David Gibbs just on the ball. Pressure by that motor just never stops.
Yeah, and here's something we really haven't talked about yet. When you're struggling offensively, you have to rely on your defense to create some opportunity for you. Quinter's got five turnovers here in the first half. We haven't seen Centralia able to get any turnovers that resulted in transition points.
Kramer, right wing extended with a right-handed dribble. Thought about shooting a deep three. Cut off there by Blackwell, and then she throws it away. Trying to find Gibbs in the high post. Turnover by the Panthers. Backside layup on the way. Missed by Quinter. Fight for the loose ball, and a jump ball possession will stay with Quinter. Ellen Gruenbacher missed the bunny, but Quinter able to maintain possession with that tie-up. 4:48 to go in the half. It's 14-8 Bulldogs. Baseline out of bounds underneath their basket. Entry pass, ball poked free, and then Blackwell able to collect it. Throws it off the window, no, and then Becker is fouled on the rebound attempt by Quinter. This will be on Ella Gruenbacher for the Dogs.
You look at the score, Centralia trailing 8-14. You feel like it's a little panic mode a little bit. Centralia has not been down this season very often, but I still feel like Centralia just needs to find a way to attack this zone, and they'll get better as the game progresses, but right now they're just not sure where the gaps are. They're trying to force passes inside. Unusual situation where Centralia's got six turnovers, and we're halfway through the second quarter.
You're definitely noticing that here. 4:42 to go here in this first half. This is a Bulldog team that allows just 39 points a game. Here's Kramer, finally gets the runner to go on the lane, and that gives her a little bit of boost of confidence by the Panthers within four.
Well, and that was a good set against that zone. Tava Gibbs came up. She screened the top middle person on the zone, which allowed Hayden Kramer to drive right off that, almost like a pick you would see in a man-to-man defense.
Turnover by Quinter, their first straight possession with a turnover. This defense ramping up for the Panthers, and a timeout by Quinter. 4:27 to go in the half. It's Quinter 14, Centralia 10. We're going to keep this one here, actually, just a 30-second break.
This is the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake and Boz with you. Seth Tolleson back in studio. At the end of the first, it was 9-6, Quinter, and they threw that lead all the way up to 14-6. It's a mini 4-0 run by the Panthers. What's shifted here in the last 2-plus minutes?
Well, I feel like they've started to get – they're figuring out this zone. That last play was really good. So I mentioned this 3-2 zone. If you can picture the top of the zone, you've got three guards, but they're extended really wide out to the three-point line. So that last possession, David Gibbs came up to the free-throw line, screened the top middle of the zone, and since the guard on the ball side is so far extended, there's a huge lane for Hayden DeKramer to drive right down the paint. If you can get those kind of paint touches, then things will open up a little more for your offense.
Second time out by Quinters. We resume action now. It's Centralia basketball. Here's Kramer in the lane. Another runner. Bonzi right on cue. And Kramer, two straight baskets. The Panthers within two.
And they screen that top middle of the zone now. There is a gaping hole in the middle of that zone when you get the middle top defender out of it.
Gillespie answers with a runner in the lane. The freshman. Sending the lead back up to four here for Quinter. Hayden Kramer gets a screen from Becker. Right wing to Rempe. Back to Kramer between the rings under 4 minutes to go in the half. Rempe head fakes on a three, drives in. She'll try a floater. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Gillespie for Quinter, and she's quickly double-teamed. Into the front court it comes for the Bulldogs with Briggs. She'll fire a right wing three. Off the back iron, no. Velazquez with a rebound. Putback is good.
Yeah, backside rebound. Centralia was scrambling a little bit there, and Quinter had the backside wide open.
4-0 spurt here by the Bulldogs. They extend their lead back up to 6. It's 18-12, 3:20 to go in the half. Rempe right wing, now left wing, Kramer. Hayden looks for a screen from Becker. Goes opposite side, nice back find to Tava Gibbs. A lot of contact going up, no shot. She's fouled prior to. But great look there from Hayden Kramer, the court vision from the guard.
Yeah, you're seeing, so whenever the ball is on the side, so on the wing, the two low defenders in this zone, they're cheating all the way over to the ball side. So, in essence, you have two post defenders on the ball side block, which leaves the back side block wide open.
Tanking back in, as is Thompson. So, Haberkamp out, Kramer out. Rempe to trigger. Gets it into Gibbs. Now Becker drives into the lane. Free throw line jumper for Gibbs. No. Rebound fought for. Velazquez comes away with it for Quinter.
Velazquez, boy, she is a machine on the glass.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's Gillespie breaking the timeline. 3 minutes to go in the half. That's a travel. Turnover on Quinter. Becker tanking. Thompson, Rempe, and Gibbs on the floor right now for the Panthers. Getz will come back to the scorer's table for the Bulldogs. Right wing it goes to Maya tanking. Gives it left now to Rempe. Tries to skip it all the way to the far corner. Becker's got it. Now tanking, head fakes on a three. She'll elevate from 15 off the back rim. No. Great position by Gibbs. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia basketball.
It's David Gibbs working her tail off on the offensive glass. She had position, but here's what's interesting. Centralia typically is one of the bigger teams that we see, you know, as far as their competition. But really, when you look at this team from Quinter, they're 6 foot, 6 foot, 5'10".
Nice entry there. Melinda Becker on the baseline, out of bounds play, gets the layup to go, and the Panthers back within 4, 2:25 to go in the first. Go ahead.
Well, this I don't remember what I was talking about right there.
That's all right. Briggs drives baseline, backside rebound, ripped down by Johnson at Gillespie. She'll fire from 10. That's up and through.
Second chance points again for Quinter. Two possessions in a row where they've had offensive rebounds that have led to points.
20-14. Quinter has led this game by as many as 8. Currently, that's 6. 2 minutes to go in the half. Becker. Now Rempe on the right wing extended. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now tanking Maya. Head fakes from 10 feet. Outside Rempe. Thought about a long three. Gets a screen. Now goes right corner. Becker. Now Gibbs. Right elbow jumper is good.
It's good to start seeing Centralia heat up a little bit from the field.
20-16. Timeout. Coach Dusty Thompson and the Panthers. 1:47 to go in the half. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Back in 30 here in Salina. It's 20-16. Quinter leading Centralia.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Kansaland Radio.
Tony's Pizza Event Center, the Cypher Class 1A Division 1 here today. Is every site can have different classifications. It's the state quarterfinals here in Salina. Jacob Bonds with you. Seth Tollison back in studio. 1:47 to go in the half. Quinter leads Centralia 20-16. It'll be Centralia basketball, or check that, Quinter basketball out of the timeout. But Bonds offensively, Centralia struggling to get into a rhythm here. Yeah, they're just a little off right now. You watch their passes against this zone defense. They're off target. They're high. They're low. They're kind of all over the place. Just not as crisp as we normally see Centralia playing. Full court pressure here by the Panthers. Gillespie's got it in the backcourt. Now Blackwell. Just man-to-man here, but it's just fully extended. Now they'll try to trap at half court. They back off through the Panthers. Now Johnson on the left wing. Gets a screen from Blackwell. Leave action with Gillespie and throws it away. Nice job, Josie Haberkamp. Front end to post gets. Turnover on Quinter. Rempe brings it to the front court. 1:20 to go in the half. Tanking wide open for the left wing. Three, they need it. Can't get it. Rebound ripped down Valales for Quinter. 1:15 to go in the half. Centralia still without an outside shot going through. Yeah, they've really struggled from beyond the arc. 0-7 in this ballgame. Polar opposite of what we saw on Saturday against Clifton Clyde. Entry pass down low to Getz. Great double team and a travel here. Great job, Forrest Thompson. Coming baseline as Josie Haberkamp front at Getz forces the travel. Well, we talked about Getz. She's a little bit, to be correct here, a little bigger body. So she seals the defender up, Josie Haberkamp. She actually moved Josie, who's a strong girl, moved her up the lane. They're looking for that lob pass. Cora Thompson, great job coming from the backside help to get there and force the turnover. Rempe, Haberkamp, Gibbs, Becker, and Tankin in the game for the Panthers. A little bit bigger here in lineup. The only big on the floor for Quinter is Getz. And Haberkamp, able to pop it free to Rempe. They'll reset offense. Left wing it goes. Maya tanking. 39 seconds to go in the half. Centralia trailing by four with the basketball. Tanking on the left wing. Patient with it. No shot clock here in this tournament. Here's Haberkamp off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Madison Worth. Needs some help. Gibbs swaps it away out of bounds. It'll stay Quinter basketball. But full court pressure being applied here by the Panthers. They'll have to go the length of four. Will the Bulldogs? 24 seconds to go in the half. That last possession for Centralia, they tried to go into the block to Josie. They got it to her, but she was buried almost below the backboard. Up the floor, Johnson has it in the front court for Quinter. Gets it off the Blackwell. Started by Becker, drives baseline, absorbs contact, shot missed. Getz has it for a moment, but now Haberkamp's got it. 10 seconds to go in the half. Centralia down by four with the basketball. 5 seconds. Here's Rempe. Steps into a long three on the way. No. Rebound, Quinter, and we've reached halftime. New halftime scores. We enter into the Highland Community College halftime report. Quinter 20, Centralia 16. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome to the Highland Community College Halftime Reports, presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, far from dead. Jacob Oz with you. Seth Tollefson back in studio. Listening to 92.1 FM, KMZA, Class 1A, Division 1 Girls State Tournament quarterfinals here from the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. Your halftime score, the 22-4, number 5 seed, Quinter Bulldogs, leading the 22-3, 4-seeded Centralia Panthers, 20-16 at the break. First half statistics here today as leading the way for Quinter in that first half. It was Mia Briggs. She had 6 points in that first half. Balanced scoring here by the Quinter Bulldogs. Annabelle Villalez has four. Four for Chloe Gillespie off the bench. Two for Ellen Gruenbacher. Two as well for Madeline Worth. And then the shocker of the first half for, if you're a Quinter fan, Camry gets just 2 points in that first half. She did have two personal fouls that forced her to stay off the floor. But if you're coach Matt Havlis, your Dogs are winning 20-16 and Getz has just 2 points, I think you would take that. For Centralia leading the way, no surprise, it's Hayden Kramer with six. But Tava Gibbs and Josie Haberkamp each only with four. And then Melena Becker with two. That's all your scoring in the first half for the Centralia Panthers. No points for Rempe or Tanking or Cora Thompson, who also saw minutes in that first half. So again, this is a battle right now between two defensive-minded teams, and right now, Quinter Bulldogs on top, 20-16, Buzz.
Yeah, this was an unusual first half. I don't know that I've seen Centralia struggle offensively like this before, and they just could not make a basket in the first half. They shot just 21% in the first half. They were 6 of 29, just not able to find the mark, shooting the ball 0-for-10. Beyond the arc, and that is really unusual for this team. Typically, they're very efficient offensively. They shoot at a pretty high percentage, but just it's funny because when you shoot that poorly, you just feel you tense up, you tighten up, and then you try to press a little harder, you try to force shots, and that never helps anything. So right now, offensive struggles for Centralia, really the story of this ballgame.
Lead only changed twice. It was only tied one time. Quinter led by as many as 8 in that first half. Again, we mentioned a 13-0 run by Quinter from the middle part of the first half into the second was the largest margin in this ball game. I just want to give you a little bit of credit really quick because we do have official stats here. Spot on with that field goal percentage.
Yeah, buddy, I'm all over it. It's state tournament time.
Let's go. Let's go. And I don't even want to look at these, dude. I want to look at yours even more so. Biggest glare for me when I'm looking at everything in this first half for Centralia, 0-for-10 from behind the arc.
Yeah, they just have really, really struggled. And it's weird. It's not like they've been in and out type shots. I mean, we're talking a couple air balls,
yeah.
Just hard off the back iron, just not able to get a feel right now. And I mentioned it, you know, sometimes you come into a gym like this, there's no backdrop.
Right.
Like normally high school gyms, you've got a wall like 10
something.
Feet behind. And this, you're talking 50, 60 feet away. So it is a different visual. I'm going to use that as the excuse. Just
there you go.
Visually, it's been a little bit of a struggle. But here's the thing: if you're Centralia, you got to find a way to have a little bit more success inside offensively. I really liked what they did late in the second quarter. Started screening the high middle zone, allowing some driving lanes. What I'd love to see the next motion after that is drop your wing down to the baseline. So when you attack the heart of the zone, the help comes. You kick to open shooters. And the shooters don't have to stay at 20 feet. Scoot in.
Yeah.
Get a little 15-footer.
Get yourself a little bit more comfortable right now here for the second half. We'll get Boz's keys to the second half after this next timeout. Your halftime score on the Highland Community College Halftime Report is Quinter 20, Centralia 16. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Salina, 181 girls state quarterfinal. Tony's Pizza Event Center, Seth Hall's in the studio. Jacob Boz with you. Highland Community College halftime report. Wrapping it up here, Quinter leading 20-16. Boz, big keys to the second half for the Panthers.
Yeah, so offensively, they started to figure out the zone a little bit, and they started to screen the high middle defender on that zone, which allowed driving lanes for Hayden Kramer. Here's what I'd kind of like to see. Maybe you take the next step in that set. If Hayden Kramer can't turn the corner and get downhill, kick it to the ball side wing. There's no help side, so then Milena Becker or Tava Gibbs that set the ball screen on the high middle, roll to the center of the lane. I think the objective here for Centralia is get paint touches.
Yeah.
Get downhill, get to the center of the lane. The most of the shots they made in that first half were about 10 feet out, little floaters. We didn't have any layups. They were all about 10, 15 feet away. So if you roll one of those bigs off of that high screen, they might be able to find some success.
Centralia team that averages 57 a game, just 16 in the first half. Third quarter this season, Centralia averages outscoring their opponents 15-6 in the third quarter this year. They're going to need that here as we begin second half action. Centralia with the basketball moving left to right. It's Rempe, Kramer, Gibbs, Haverkamp, and Thompson. And out the gate, a quick foul call here on Quinter's Raylan Blackwell. She was trying to keep up with Hayden Kramer. And that'll be her first personal, team's first here in the quarter.
Be curious to see, too, if Centralia, if they do, just get a little more aggressive against this zone. Just try to get downhill and attack the seams.
Kramer on the left wing, skips it to the right. Cora Thompson now down low. Here's Josie Haverkamp off the window. No, spun out of there. Rebound gets for Quinter. Getz gets it off to Blackwell, dribbles it across the timeline. Defended here by Kramer. In the right corner it goes. Briggs now into the entry goes to Getz, and a tie-up
and a possession. No, they're going to call a foul here on Cora Thompson. And Coach Dusty is not happy about that call, and I would have to agree with him. That's one of those calls where the official is looking through a player to see what happened, and I don't think there's any way he could see if Cora actually hit an arm or had an arm there.
First foul on Thompson, so Quinter will reset. Gets it into Briggs, left wing extended. The only three-point basket of the game is hit by Mia Briggs back in the second quarter. Now Blackwell shakes off the defender and Kramer into the corner to Briggs, guarded by Gibbs. In the lane, Gibbs swaps it away. Now Kramer with the rebound. Here come the Panthers in transition. Hayden, right lane, line drive. The source contact off the window. No, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two.
Boy, great job defensively. That's one thing that Centralia has not had any success with, and that's forcing turnovers and getting out in transition. First time in the entire ball game where we've seen a run-out opportunity for Centralia.
Kramer to the line. She's a 70% foul shooter. First time today. Second foul, that time on Villalos. First free throw from Kramer, spins out of it.
I'd love to see Hayden Kramer knock down a free throw right here, see the ball go through the rim, through the net.
Foul trouble in this game now. If Getz has to, Villalez has to, so does Gruenbacher for Quinter. Second free throw is good by Kramer. Hayden Kramer, the only one in foul trouble for Centralia. She's got two. 7 minutes to go in third quarter, minute gone by. Centralia trails by three. Here's another turnover. Picked up by Kramer into the front court. Here comes Hayden. Dribble, pass her defender, broken ankle, shot, Hayden Kramer.
Oh, my goodness, Hayden Kramer stopped on the brakes and let Valles go right by her to the ground. This is some confidence, some momentum that Centralia needs.
3-0 spurt out of the top quarter, halftime break, excuse me, another turnover on Quinter. Here's Rempe, up to Kramer, Hayden layup, and Centralia lead 5-1.
Timeout, Quinter. Boy, what a stretch there. Defensive pressure, it'll never let you down in a ball game. And some quick points from Centralia off turnovers.
It's 21-20 Centralia. 6:36 to go in this third quarter. We're going to keep this one here as the Panthers come storming out of the halftime break. Defensive pressure ramped up, and offense, the benefactor of this defense right now.
If you're not having a great game offensively, you have to be able to rely on your defense to create opportunities. Centralia is a defensive-minded team. They defend teams at a high level. No matter what, you just got to stay with it. They've been all over Quinter in this ball game, and now you're starting to see maybe that defensive pressure wearing on Quinter a little bit.
6:36 to go here in the third. So we're just getting underway in the second half. Jake and Bob's with you back in the studio. Seth Tollison. But you're seeing, you mentioned the swagger, the confidence, and how about that move by Hayden Kramer?
Oh, my goodness.
Villalez just on skates.
That was crazy because Kramer was going full speed. Villalez coming up kind of from her left to get in front of her, and Kramer slammed on the brakes. Villalez went right by to the deck, and then Kramer finishes the layup.
Hayden Kramer, burst of energy here in this third quarter. Panthers their first lead since it was 6-5. Into the backcourt, Quinter with the basketball, full-court pressure being applied here by the Panthers. Trap comes in the backcourt still, nearly a deflection, nearly a second call. And then Quinter,
yep,
they throw it up the court, first pressure by Centralia, Boz, another turnover by the Dogs.
That's exactly what you want. Most people think if you press, you got to have a turnover every single time, and you don't. All you're doing is trying to speed your opponent up, make them uncomfortable. They almost got a 9-second call, but then they got the turnover on a long pass out of bounds.
So Kramer and Centralia with the basketball on the lead at 21-20, 6:15 to go in the third. Kramer, right wing. Becker just checked back in for the Panthers. He replaced Thompson. Now Kramer, right wing. Becker down low. Haverkamp too high. Defense taken away there by Quinter. Ball loose on the deck. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay Quinter basketball after the turnover from Centralia. And hitting the deck hard and crashing into the score table. Villalo is good to see her get back up. But full-court pressure still being applied here by the Panthers as Quinter's still in the backcourt.
Yeah, that's their style. They're just going to pressure you the entire game, and that's what we're seeing from Centralia right now.
Gruenbacher has it, smokes free, picked up, though, by Blackwell, excuse me. Now Villalo is into the lane. Her shot missed. Rebound ripped out. Gets swatted from behind by Tama Gibbs. Here comes Hayden Kramer in transition. Into the front court, she slows things down. Kicks it out. Keelan Rempe, a deep left wing three. Off the rim, no. Rebound ripped down Becker. Her putback, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
You're starting to see the aggressiveness from Centralia. Seemed like they were a little shell-shocked in the first half. Now they're getting down to business. Offensive rebound, huge board by Milena Becker.
Foul will be called on Villalez. That's her third. Becker's free throw is good. Milena on the season, a 66% foul shooter. She's got three in the game. Mentioned the third on Villalez. Gets with two as well. So Becker, one more toss coming here. Flips it up, bounces in. Becker with four in the game. Panthers on an extended 7-0 run to begin this second half. In the backcourt, Quinter to the timeline to Briggs. Cut off by Gibbs. Trap comes. And a timeout. Oh, my goodness. They give it to Coach Avalis just in time. It was about to be another turnover. But at the 30-second timeout, we'll keep this one here. 5:27 to go. Only a minute since the last timeout taken by the Dogs in Quinter Boggs. It's 23-20 Centralia. A lot of time left in this game, but we talked about Uncle Mo in the first half. He's definitely switched benches.
Yeah, you can see what's going on right now with Quinter. In the first half, they were pretty confident. They broke the press relatively easy. Now all of a sudden, they're struggling a little bit. They've got three turnovers here in this third quarter alone. You can start to see the panic, a little bit of frustration. Their confidence has definitely gone down after this, after the first half.
5:27 to go in the third, and that is the fourth timeout taken by Quinter in this ballgame. That means they have just one remaining, a full timeout remaining in the pocket for Coach Havlis for the remainder of this game. They retain possession because of the timeout. Quinter with the basketball, triggering it in on the sideline. Will be Briggs. Gets it into Getz in the corner, right back now to Gruenbacher. Ella into the right corner, Villalez, guarded tightly by Gibbs. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers. Villalez picks up her dribble. Gibbs comes out on her. Needs some help. Throws it in the hands of the awaiting Hayden Kramer, who tries to save it in as she was falling out of bounds. It'll stay Quinter basketball.
Boy, again, great defensive pressure. Villalez had the ball about 25 feet away from the basket. She picked up her dribble. Tava Gibbs all over her. And then everybody face guarding Hayden Kramer nearly got the steal.
Melena Becker, Josie Haver, Camp, Tava Gibbs, Hayden Kramer, Keeman Rempe on the floor for Centralia. Villalez, Getz, Blackwell, Gruenbacher, and Briggs for Quinter. Here's Gruenbacher, top of the key, guarded by Rempe with a right-handed dribble, goes to the right wing. Cut off, now Briggs, Rempe on her, now trap comes, deflection, and taken away. Becker's got the steal. Melena over to Hayden Kramer, left lane line, layup is too strong. Rebound ripped down, Melena Becker, her putback, that's no good. Gibbs taps it around, collected by Becker. Melena, she's fouled, it'll be on the floor, says the official. But offensive opportunities here for Centralia as they continue to crash the glass.
Two more offensive rebounds there. They are absolutely hammering the glass. I love it. Offensive rebounding is just effort. You just got to be a dog down there. Go find the ball, and that's exactly what you're seeing.
Johnson, Worth, Gillespie in. Gruenbacher, Briggs, and Villalez out. Here's an entry. Josie Haverkamp banks it home, and the run continues. Centralia, 9-0 run to begin the second half. Into the front court, Gillespie elevates from the three, or excuse me, from 3 feet out. Shot missed, rebound Rempe, and a foul here by Worth. And that is going to be team foul number 5, I believe, here in this quarter.
Yeah, Centralia's going to shoot some free throws, exactly what you want. They've been pretty efficient from the foul line so far this game.
4:34 to go, and it's free throws the rest of the way in this third quarter for Centralia. It'll be Keelan Rempe to the line, a 55% foul shooter on the season. First one, banked in. How about it?
You are, I guess when Uncle Mo's on your side, you just keep making hay, but Keelan Rempe banked that one in. It was that would have been good from 20 feet.
Farmer State Bank player to bank on it to the end of the game, but the bank's open here early. Second one off the back heel, no. Quickly run out opportunity. Somebody forgot about Gillespie. Her shot missed on the layup. Rebound fought for, and Gibbs has it. Ball still free, and a timeout by Dusty Thompson. He was begging for the timeout, and the possession will be Quinter basketball on the tie-up.
Boy, I'm telling you what, Tava Gibbs, if you've ever heard us broadcast Centralia, we talk about her a lot. She is on the floor all the time. Just crazy effort from Tava Gibbs. She's limping a little bit right now. It seems like every time she goes to the deck, she comes up limping.
Cora Thompson will check in for Gibbs, who gets a quick little breather here for Coach Thompson. Quinter basketball, baseline out of bounds. Worth trying to get it in and throws it too high. And the ball is free. Johnson now to Gillespie, able to break away from Rempe. Here's Gillespie, contact from Thompson, and a foul here on Centralia. And the Panther faithful said Liston, she created the contact to displace Thompson, not the other way around.
That's an either-way call. That could have been a charge. They called it a block, but I still like the defensive pressure. No matter where Quinter is in the half court, somebody is all over him.
Second on Thompson. Here's a jumper missed by Blackwell, and ball saved in by Getz on the rebound. Johnson now into the corner. Gillespie a corner three, long two, they say. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia.
Yeah, maybe this rim to our left is just not good. Centralia struggled in the first half on that end. Right now, Quinter not able to hit any shots, which for us, that's just fine.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that. We flipped sides here in the second half, as I mentioned, but, yeah, no points in the second half for Quinter. Down low, here's Haverkamp, and nearly tied up. Nice job getting it out to Rempe. Now Kramer, left wing three, off the back iron, no. Rebound, fought four, and Johnson comes away with it for Quinter. Quick trap here, and a foul will be called. A hold, says the official, and at this point, the Centralia faithful not pleased, as that's the third foul on Hayden Kramer. Coach Thompson also not pleased, and I've never seen him this hot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, he is hot, rightfully so. Hayden Kramer was doing a good job staying straight up and down, and the offensive player tried to clear space. Pushed Hayden Kramer away.
Ball deflected out of bounds. He'll stay with Quinter. Sideline out of bounds at midcourt.
I'm a little surprised they haven't taken Hayden Kramer out. She's got three fouls right now. We're still 3 minutes to go left in the third quarter.
Here's the ball taken away by Melinda Becker. Right lane, left drive. Becker, her shot missed, but she's fouled hard here by Blackwell. Blackwell will pick up her second, and Melinda Becker will go to the line to shoot two.
Boy, I love the pace right now. If you're Centralia, that's exactly what they want. They want a frantic pace, and they're getting it. So Becker, will go to the line for two. She's two for two on the day.
First one is good. 66% on the season. 3:29 to go on the third. Panthers. Second one spins out of there. Rebound, though, Josie Haverkamp. Reverse layup is good. It's a 13-0 run to begin the second half for the Panthers, who now lead 29-20. Loose ball, turnover, Buzz. Up the floor, Becker, layup, it's good.
Australia rolling right now. They have absolutely got Quinter just stymied. They don't know what to do.
Ball free on the deck. Picked up in the backcourt here by Johnson. Trap comes, gets it across the timeline to Wirtz. Drives into the lane, elevates her shot, short. Gets her own rebound on the right block. Turn around, Jay, this time short again. Haverkamp, the rebound, gets it off to Kramer. Under 3 minutes to go, it's 11 points to Centralia Panther lead. Kramer into the front court. Gives it to Thompson, but pass deflected, but Thompson able to get it back. Then she throws it into the hands of Johnson.
My goodness. Cora Thompson had her arm ripped away when she tried to pass the ball. No call. It is a very physical game right now, which plays in favor of Centralia.
Gillespie on the right wing, guarded by Rempe. These fans from the Centralia faithful come to their feet. Entry pass taken away by Haverkamp. Another Quinter turnover. Kramer will slow things down. No shot clock here in the postseason. The Panthers by a 15-0 run to begin this second half. 31-20, 2:14 to go. Nice back cut, Becker, and she is hammered underneath the basket. It'll be two fouls or two shots coming here for Becker as they're over the limit are the Bulldogs, and that's going to be on Maddie Wirth, her second.
Hey, hats off to Coach Thompson on that play right there. We just saw Centralia play Clifton Clyde.
First free throw is good.
Where it was Wabunsee, excuse me. It was Troy Wabunsee.
Yeah.
Wabunsee ran a set. You see, KU runs it a lot just because I follow KU, but they screened the backside of the zone, the lob over the top. That's exactly what Centralia just ran.
Haverkamp out, Kramer out. Gibbs back in, so is Maya Tanky. Two for two from the line. Melena Becker playing big here for the Panthers. They lead now 33-20. Run out opportunity. Here's Johnson. Euro step, shot up and through, and the foul. The first points of the second half come from junior Kendall Johnson with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. That stops an impressive 17-0 run by Centralia to begin the second half.
So Quinter finally on that possession against the press, they just threw it immediately over the top to the half court, and that's what led to the run out.
Free throw is good. That foul on Maya tanking her first. Full court pressure here now by the Dogs. Tanking up the court. Nice pass to Gibbs. Tava elevates off the window. Too strong. Rebound Wirth. Now Blackwell in the backcourt. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. It's 33-23 Centralia. Left wing, Gillespie fires a three. Short. Rebound. Gets Her putback off the window is good.
Yeah, second chance opportunities. Getz is a big body. You got to make sure you move her out as best you can. Get her away from the rim.
5-0 spurt here from Quinter. Tanking on the left wing. Now Rempe back to tanking on the left. Skips it right to Rempe against this zone. 90 seconds to go in the third. Tanking drives in, now backs it out to the top of the key, and Keelan. Becker working hard down low, gets the pass here. Spins in the lane, off the window, no. Jumping for her own rebound, can't collect it. Now Gillespie comes away with it for the Bulldogs. Chloe into the front court. Loses the handle out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. Turnover on Quinter. 1:12 to go in the third.
Seven turnovers in the third quarter alone for Quinter.
Josie Haberkamp in. Tava gives out. Valales will check back in for Quinter. Keep in mind, she's been out the majority of this third quarter because she picked up her third foul early. Getz will come out. Tanking out as well for Centralia as Kramer comes back in. So for the Panthers, it's Rempe, Kramer, with Becker, Gibbs, or check that, Haberkamp. And Thompson, down low, Josie Haberkamp, quickly, her shot missed, rebound backside for Thompson, needs some help, and traveled.
Quinter did a great job, she got the backside offensive rebound, but then she kind of got herself stuck. She had a dribble to get out of pressure, she tried to pivot away, but traveled.
1 minute to go here in the third quarter, 33-25. Centralia, and here is another turnover on the Bulldogs. Centralia's got it in the front court. Hayden Kramer down low. Nice find, Becker. Her layup is good and a foul.
Boy, Centralia is so good. When they get a turnover, you can hear Coach Thompson yelling, go, attack. It was a 3-on-2 break. They're so good in transition when they have the advantage.
Kendall Johnson picks up her first. Maya Tanky will come back in and replace Hayden Kramer to protect her with those three fouls. Becker back to the line. How about the game from the 5'10 junior? Free throw on the way is good. Malena Becker, ladies and gentlemen. Two straight games right now for the Panthers where she's been a dominant force on the floor. 45 seconds to go in the third, and near turnover here by Quinter. They keep it alive, though, into the front court to Johnson. 36-25 Centralia. Down low to Worth. Free throw line extended jumper is missed. Rebound ripped down for Thompson for the Panthers. Needs to help, gets it to tanking, and a timeout here by Coach Custy Thompson with 31.6 to go in the third. It's a full timeout, boss. Our first break here in this third quarter. 36-25 Centralia. You're listening to the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on FM 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
An exciting third quarter, 30 seconds, all that remains in it. Jake and Boz with you, Seth Collison back in studio. Centralia, 36, Quinter, 25. The halftime score was 20-16. Centralia outscoring Quinter in this third quarter, 20-5 here, Boz, to lead now by 11. Out of the Centralia timeout, it'll be Centralia basketball. Hayden Kramer, Milena Becker, Keelan Rempe, Josie Haberkamp, and Cora Thompson on the floor. Winner's got Blackwell with Gillespie, Johnson, Worth, and Valales. Full court pressure being applied here. Becker needs help, gets it into Kramer. Into the front court now comes Hayden, and a double dribble. And the near side official called that, not the far side official. And Hayden Kramer says, I didn't touch it. That's a turnover here.
Yeah, I don't like that. There's an official 5 feet away from Hayden Kramer that did not see that. The far side official all the way across the court calls that a double dribble.
Unfortunate break there for the Panthers. They turn it over now. Gillespie into the front court. 25 seconds to go, and a foul will be called here on Keelan Rempe, and that's going to put Gillespie to the line for two as they're over the limit now are the Panthers.
Sometimes it's hard when you play as aggressive defensively as Centralia wants to. You can commit some turnovers, some fouls that are just ill-advised. Keelan Rempe had Gillespie stuck 40 feet away from the basket. No reason to reach, but she got a little overzealous and fouled.
First free throw attempt of the night for Gillespie is good. let's be on the season, a 70% foul shooter. That was the first personal on Rempe. Kramer back in. Gillespie second as good as well. Panthers get it into Melena Becker in the backcourt, and a bump and a foul here. It's going to go against Wirth, and that's going to be her third.
That put Becker back to the line.
So you got Wirth with three, Getz with two, Velazquez with three for Quinter. Kramer with three for Centralia. Becker's first free throw is good. 13 now in the game for Melena Becker, leading the scoring here for Centralia. Second toss from the junior is good. Melena Becker, 14 to lead all scorers in this game. 38-27, Centralia leading Quinter. 15 seconds to go here in the third. Deflection still in the backcourt. Quinter retains it, tanking into the backcourt. It goes now again, and able to break the timeline is Gillespie. Left wing three on the way is good. And that will do it for this third quarter. We head to the fourth and final quarter. This 1A D1 girls quarterfinal matchup. It's Centralia 38. Quinter 30. Back after this timeout for the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter. Centralia moving left to right across the dial. Jacob Oz with you. Seth Tolson back in studio. 1A D1 girls quarterfinal. Fourth quarter action. Centralia leads 38-30. They outscore Quinter in the third quarter by a count of 22-10. Centralia with the basketball. Keelan Rempe, Cora Thompson, Josie Haver, Camp Tava Gibbs, Hayden Kramer. Here's Gibbs. Free throw line extended. Elevates from five. That shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Quinter underneath the basket. That rebound goes to Ellen Gruenbacher for the Bulldogs.
At that time, Quinter, they changed defenses. They came out, pressure man-to-man defense. Centralia a little flustered on that possession.
Blackwell attacks Gibbs. Her shot missed. Great body contact there by Tava Gibbs. Just to not let her have an easy lane. Now Gibbs into the front court. Tava gets it left wing. Rempe thought about a three. Nice entry down low. Haverkamp, her turnaround, Jay off the window. No. Rebound tapped around and coming away with it. Blackwell for Quinter. Into the front court, Briggs, into the lane, off the window, no, but a foul, and if that's on Rempe, that'll be number two. And it is.
Like, that's one of those tough fouls, like I talked about before. Like, the offensive player was not, I mean, they were going to have to take a tremendously difficult shot. Rempe swiped at the ball, gets the foul, it's a bailout foul.
And then we had a shot that wasn't going to matter anyway. Missing it was Briggs, but she stepped over the line. So even if it would have gone in, Boz, it wouldn't have counted. Briggs' second spins home. Briggs with four in the game now. 38-31, 7 minutes to go in this one. Winner moves on to the semifinals here in the 1A D1 girls state championship. They take on the winner of Little River and Central Plains.
Centralia's got to figure this out offensively against this man-to-man. Everybody's kind of standing around right now.
Kramer on the left wing, drives in the lane. Tough shot off the window, no. Rebound, Tava Gibbs. Put back, yes, and the foul. Tava Gibbs had an extended third quarter break, Bob, because of an injury, but looks great to start this fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think if Quinter stays man-to-man, it's going to open up really good opportunities for Hayden Kramer to dribble drive. She's a really good slasher getting to the rim.
72% foul shooter on the season. Free throw rattles out. 40-31, a 9-point lead here for the Panthers. 6:39 to go here in this ball game. Briggs breaks the timeline into the front court. Cut off by Kramer and forced the turnover. Nice job there by Hayden to avoid a foul, Boz, and get the turnover.
Yep. Now Centralia just needs to be a little patient. Execute offense against this man-to-man defense.
6:20, clock moving. Again, no shot clock here in the postseason. Unlike a lot what we've seen during the regular season, a miscommunication, unforced error turnover by the Panthers as Kramer and Rimpey get tied up. Gives out, Becker back in. 40-31, Centralia, 6:17 to go in this one. Briggs in the backcourt. Started by Rimpey. Right-handed dribble crosses the timeline. Now to the right wing. Needs help, ball free on the deck. Rimpey's got it. Needs help. Finds it to Cora Thompson, another turnover. And that was just on-the-ball pressure from Keelan Rimpey.
That was. Keelan's played really good defense this entire game. And offensive player lost the ball and kind of fell in Keelan's lap.
Down low, Josie Haberkamp, right block, spins on Getz, kicks it out left wing. Haven't hit a three all day, Hayden Kramer. No, can't get that one to drop. Thompson fighting with Valales for the rebound, knocked out of bounds. It'll save Centralia basketball.
Great job, Cora Thompson. She doesn't score a ton of points, but she works really hard on the offensive glass. She got her team another possession with that hustle play.
Triggering it in will be Ethan Rimpey as Thompson will go out. Back in is Gibbs. So it's Gibbs, Haberkamp, Becker, Kramer, Rimpey.
Really like to see Centralia just run some offense here and get a really good look.
5.5 to go in this one. Rimpey to the right elbow, kicks it out to Kramer. Dribble weave, gets the screen, drives in, right lane line, ball poked free, it's out of bounds, staying Centralia basketball.
Yeah, Kramer just lost the handle, it got poked away, otherwise she would have had a wide open layup, but I like off that dribble weave, she's able to turn the corner and get downhill to the rim.
5:27 to go here in this contest. Rempy to trigger it in, needs help, lobs it in to Becker, able to save it in, gets it left wing, Haberkamp, Josie, she'll fire a three. It's gone, ringing up for Josie, the first triple of the game for the Panthers.
From an unlikely shooter, you would have thought a guard would have had a three by now, but Josie Haberkamp says, no, if you guys aren't going to make them, I'll make them.
Ball free on the deck, another turnover picked up by the Panthers. Their lead is 12, 43-31, 5:05 to go on this one. Nearly a turnover by Centralia, but Kramer able to collect it. Under 5 to go now, and they reset offense. Kramer driving left lane, line kicks in the corner, Rimpey. Deep left wing, three. Off the back heel, no. Rebound, Haberkamp. Back out to Rempe. They'll reset offense once again, Bob.
I'm throwing you the hand signal. Yes. Like, hey, slow down, calm down. Missed a shot, got another offensive rebound. You got another possession here. Run some offense.
Becker on the right wing, extended. Gillespie tightly guarding her. And then we got a tie-up, and a possession arrow will go to Quinter. Chloe Gillespie, we mentioned her sister last year. Chloe, just a freshman, but, man, she is playing big minutes here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, she is. Coach Thompson, yeah. He's frustrated. Hayden Kramer got just mauled right in front of the Centralia bench, and no call led to the turnover, but Centralia is going to have to be strong with the ball right now.
There's a turnover by Quinter. Hayden Kramer with a run-out opportunity. Right lane line drive. Layup is good. And a foul! Hayden Kramer says, let's go! 45-31.
Now you're starting to see some smiles on the faces of Centralia. Lady Panthers, they're feeling it.
Foul there on Valales. That's her fourth with 4:24 to go in this game. She comes out. Wirtz comes back in. Kramer now in double figures with 11. Kramer on the year, 70% foul shooter, 1-for-2 today. This one off the back heel. Rebound, how about to David Gibbs? Out to Haberkamp. She'll fire from 15. That shot short. Rebound, Gillespie. Looking to push in transition, and Rimpey just takes it away. Another turnover by Quinter. Here's Gibbs, left wing extended. She'll fire from 15. That's no good. Rebound, Haberkamp. Fought fourth. Nearly a tie-up, but Quinter comes away with it.
Boy, it's just crazy right now. Centralia's still not shooting the ball really well, but they're getting extra opportunities on these offensive rebounds.
Gillespie steps into a three. That's short. And fighting for the rebound against Getz is Haberkamp. She'll pick up a foul. 45-31, 3:57 to go here in this ball game. Thompson and tanking back in for the Panthers. Replaces Haberkamp and Rimpey. Second foul on Josie. Triggering it in to Gillespie on the right wing. So drive past tanking, elevate, but a foul. Oh, they're going to say on the shot. Tanking will pick up her second. It's going to put Chloe Gillespie on the line to shoot two, where she's two for two on the day.
The funny part, you know, we don't like to talk about officiating, but sometimes you get to a situation where girls are just getting mauled, and then you get the next possession, maybe a little touch foul. That's the inconsistency that coaches always struggle with.
Gillespie misses the first free throw. Has one more coming up here. Again, that was the second foul on Maya Tanking. Gillespie's second toss. Spins out of there. Rebound whipped down nicely there by Milena Becker. Gives it off to Tava Gibbs. Into the Kramer on the front court now. 3:45 to go in this one. Panthers' lead is 14. Tanking looking to drive right baseline. Cut off by Blackwell. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover on Centralia.
Well, the one thing Maya Tanking, she's got to understand, she likes, I've seen what times we've watched them play, Maya, she attacks baseline, but if she can't turn the corner and get down the rim, she kind of buries herself in the corner, and that's what happened that time. She got stuck, ended up getting the ball tied up. She slapped it out of bounds.
Malalas comes back in. Offense here for Quinter. Panthers lead is 14, 3:35 to go in this ballgame. Up the court, taken away by Tava Gibbs. Run-out opportunity here for the Panthers. It's up to Kramer. Left-hand layup is good. Hayden Kramer facing the way now for the Panthers. She's got 14. 3:20 to go. It's a 16-point Panther lead.
Boy, my box that I used to chart turnovers is almost full right now on the Quinter side of things.
Here's a shot up, rejected by Gibbs, but they call a foul on Tava. This will send Gillespie to the line for two. Gibbs picks up her second.
Boy, Gillespie's kind of struggled from the line. She made a first or a couple free throws early.
Yeah.
Now she's 0 for 3 in the last two attempts. Her last two trips to the line, I should say.
0 for 3. This one is good. Back into the game, Keelan Rempe and Josie Haverkamp. Maya Tanking, Tava Gibbs out. The seven-player rotation deep for Centralia. Man, Coach Thompson really knows when to pull those strings appropriately with this team, doesn't he?
Well, and as fast-paced and high-intensity that Centralia plays with, the girls get tired. He does a really nice job of just rotating seven girls, keeping everybody fresh.
3 minutes even to go here in this ballgame. Here's Hayden Kramer. Her shot hits the backside of the backboard. And it was deflected, though. Out of bounds, it'll stay Centralia basketball. 47-32, Centralia with a 15-point lead. Rempe, Thompson, Becker, Haverkamp, and Kramer. Rempe to trigger it in. Gets it in the middle of the lane. Haverkamp, from 8 is good.
Josie Haverkamp, so good from about 15 feet into 10 feet.
Haverkamp with 8 in the game. Johnson in the front court. Largest lead of the game now for Centralia at 16 points. 48-32. 2:42 to go in this one. Velazquez driving to the right elbow, looking to get past the works down low. Nobody home. Left wing three on the way from Johnson. That's good. Kendall Johnson's got 5. Makes this a 48-35 game with 2:28 to go.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Thompson right now, I'm saying, hey, let's just run some offense. I know people might say, hey, the shot clock thing. There's no shot clock here.
That's right.
So run some offense. Limit Quinter's possession.
Here's Becker. Wide open running layup on the left side. Great find from Cora Thompson.
Well, what'd I say? Run some offense. They ran Milena Becker from the weak side through a curl cut at the center of the court. Wide open layup.
Grunbacher guarded by Rempe. Travels with it. Another turnover on Quinter. And, I mean, a minute 58 to go, but the difference in this game right now, that third quarter, the pace was set by the Centralia team. You had a Quinter team that really was shooting the ball well, playing great defense, 20-16 at the halftime break. But since we started the second half, Buzz, dominance from Centralia.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't think Centralia, from the start of the game to now, changed their intensity. But the difference is they've worn Quinter down. In the first half, Quinter handled it. They made shots. Second half has been a different story.
Kramer with the basketball in the front court. Panthers lead is 16. Right block. Foul here. Shot no good, but she'll go to the line for two. I thought she maybe shuffled her feet there, Boz. But that foul is going to be called on Madeline Worth, as the official says she was aided in that extra step. Kramer goes to the line to shoot a pair. She's 1 for 3 on the day. First one is good.
By my count, Quinter has 12 turnovers in this second half alone.
Yeah, man. Second one is good as well. 15 now in the game for Hayden Kramer to lead all scorers. I checked that back. No, 16 for Becker, 15 for Kramer. Lane assist. Don't be giving that credit right now. I still face the way. 1:40 to go in this ball game. 53-35 Centralia. Download a guess for Quinter. Now Worth on the right extended wing. Guarded by Thompson. Cuts her off. Nice defense here by Centralia once again. Skips it near side. Johnson just hit a three from this spot. Second attempt. No. Rebound Thompson backside. Cora clears. Gives it to Hayden Kramer. 1:20 to go. And the Centralia Panther faithful boss, they can feel it. They come to their feet. Panthers lead by 18 with 70 seconds to go.
I think Centralia fans on the far side of the court from us in the first half were probably a little nervous. Now they're feeling a little better about things.
Ball deflected. Turnover. Quinter's got it. 1:03 to go. And a foul called here on Centralia's Hayden Kramer will be her fourth. She picked that second foul up, boss, early in that first quarter. She had to sit quite a bit. Able to maintain here as we see our first non-seventh player rotation coming in. It's Claire Hyde, the 5'8 senior for the Panthers, replacing Hayden Kramer. That foul was the team's fifth, so it'll be free throws coming up here for Blair Bauer. First one is good. Bauer, no statistics provided for me on that, so I'm going to say she's a 100% foul shooter so far on the season.
She is, yep.
At least she is here in the state tournament. Second one, good as well.
She looked pretty confident.
Two for her. It's 53-37, but just 60 seconds to go. Centralia will move on. The defending state champs continue on in the state tournament this season. They'll face the winner of Central Plains and Little River Boz, which is coming up a little bit later on today.
Yeah, everybody's kind of talked about that, a rematch of last year's state title game. I think people probably are saying, hey, we want to see that game again, but it's going to happen in the semifinals.
36 seconds to go in this ball game. Haverkamp with it. Centralia just content with passing it around the perimeter. Here's a foul by Blackwell. This is the fourth team foul. And we haven't, again, it's the second straight quarter. We have not had any stoppages, no timeouts called. But we've got an extended break here because we are clearing the benches for both teams. Seniors coming off for the Quinter Bulldogs. Mia Briggs, the only senior from this Bulldog team that will be coming off for the final time here for Quinter. They return everybody coming back next year because Getz is just a junior. For Centralia, coming off the floor, Becker, Thompson, Rempe, Gibbs, and Haverkamp. So on the state floor for the first time, it'll be Taryn Osterhaus, as well as Kyra Niehus, Kaya Franklin, joining Claire Heinen for the Panthers. 20 seconds all that remains in this one. Here's deflection. Jump ball. Nice job by Claire Heinen to keep possession with Centralia. 19.9 to go here in this ballgame. 53-37. The only thing that's not decided yet, Boz, is the final score. We got to stop it here. Hey, we're going to sneak in a quick 30-second timeout. 53-37 Centralia. We're back after this here on 92.1 KMZA.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, you haven't missed much. Taking Bob back with you. Seth Allison back in studio. There was technical free throws assessed to Centralia for a substitution error in the scorebook as an illegal substitution because of a change of jersey number for the Panthers. And Coach Thompson Boss not happy about it because we could hear him say, I submitted this to you guys, and he's actually now talking with a local KSHSAA official, but it doesn't matter.
Yep.
One free throw, he'll move on. Centralia is going to win this ball game as we're just now under 10 seconds to go. Quinter with the basketball. It's 53-39. here. Final 3 seconds of this ball game. Gillespie's reverse layup, no good. But Centralia will move on and continue on their title defense. Centralia 53, Quinter 39. We got our Beyond Doors Real Estate post-game show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to the Giant Communications Champion Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Tony's Pizza Event Center, Jacob Bonds with you. Seth Tollison back in the studio. We can give you what I've got for totals, but there's official statistics that we'll get here in just a little bit from the KSHSAA, but they're still getting that printed out here in the Tony's Pizza Event Center 1AD1. We'll have that after our next time out here coming up just shortly from now. But Jacob Bonds with you, Seth back in studio. Bonds, that second half, absolutely impressive from a Centralia team that you expect nothing less from here once you get to the state tournament time, my friend, because they outscored Quincher in that second half. Before I give you the Centralia side of things, let's focus defensively here really quick for Quincher. They score 19 points in the entire second half. Okay, on pace for what they did in the first half, right? They scored 20 in the first, they scored 19 in the second. But the biggest difference was Centralia, they started making shots in that second half, and they came in flurries for the Lady Panthers here in this ball game, especially in that third quarter, but it was all predicated on the defensive side.
It was. I mean, that's a staple. And you see teams that if they struggle offensively, if they don't play great defense, they're going to lose a lot of ball games. Centralia is rock solid defensively. So you can have some offensive struggles, and it doesn't kill you. And this was a perfect example of that. They could not throw a ball from a boat into the ocean. I mean, it was bad, folks. But their defense was still there.
Yeah.
And they, even though Quinter scored a first-half score, they only gave up 20 points. Centralia did to Quinter in the first half.
Sure.
They were in the game. Then things started to click for them a little bit. And I think the difference, the way that Centralia was able to make the comeback and extend the lead was they didn't take near as many threes. They started getting the ball inside. They got out in transition and had 10 to 12 points on just layups in transition.
No doubt about it. Final statistics, we got those for you now officially for the points and everything. I'll let Vaz do his best to try and get his. He mentioned it to me in one of our few breaks that we had. Listen, that game was so fast, I was having a hard time keeping up what shot was from where, what turnover happened here. But we'll get Boz's input here in just a second. But leading the way for, well, we start with the visitors, Quinter, 10 points for Chloe Gillespie, a freshman off the bench for Quinter. Keep in mind, again, this Quinter Bulldog team, they only lose one senior, and that's Mia Briggs. So everybody else comes back for this Quinter team next season. 10 points for Gillespie. Then it drops down to 7 for Mia Briggs, the lone senior. 6 points for Kendall Johnson, 4 for Annabelle Velez, 2 for each Madeline Wirth and Ella Gruenbacher. But the one that really sticks out to me, Boz, just 4 points for Camry Getz, the leader on this team with an average of 16 points per contest for this Quinter Bulldog team. The Centralia defense played huge down low tonight.
They did. You know, I talked about early in the game about how that might impact Centralia offensively when you go against a team that has some size. Didn't really think about how it's going to impact Quinter's size.
Yeah.
They're probably not used to seeing Josie Haverkamp and Tara Gibbs-sized players and Melena Becker. I mean, Centralia's tall, but, yeah, they're defensively, those three, Gibbs, Haverkamp, Becker, shut down Getz inside. When she did get the ball low in the paint, she wasn't able to do anything with it.
No doubt about it. How about the Centralia side of things? Hayden Kramer, she finishes the night with 17. In that first half, Boz, Hayden Kramer had just 6 in that first half. Melena Becker, she had just 2 in that first half. Hayden Kramer was 17 to end the game. Melena Becker was 16 to end the game for the Panthers. 13 for Josie Haverkamp, 6 for Tava Gibbs, 1 free throw from Keelan Rempe. And this stat that really sticks out to me, Cora Thompson, no points tonight, Boz. 10 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 5 defensive.
Yeah, she was a beast. I mentioned it. She doesn't score a ton of points. She knows her role. She crashes the glass. She gets bored. She does the dirty work.
Dirty work done right by the Panthers girls. Again, 53-39, your final score. They'll take on the winner of Little River and Central Plains. That game tips off in just a couple hours from now. That's the 4 o'clock game here. The 2 o'clock game here in Salida. We'll have that over on 96.9 FM KOZA as it'll be St. Mary's versus Hayes TMP. Boz and I will have the call for that on 96.9 FM. We got Dusty Thompson walking this way. We're going to take our final postgame timeout. You're listening to the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Centralia wins it 53-39 here on FM 92.1 KMZA.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers.
Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
One final time at the Tony's Pizza Event Center. Jacob Bonds with you. Seth Tollison back in studio. Final score, Centralia mounts the comeback in the second half, 53-39. Victorious head coach Dusty Thompson, very nice enough to join us here in our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Coach, second half really dominance as you guys outscore Quinter 37-19 in the second half. Predicated on the defensive side of the basketball, what did you see change for your girls in that second half?
I'll take the blame. At halftime, I asked them what they wanted to do defensively instead of what I thought we should do to start with. So we picked up the press a little bit and got after it. We got some steals and got some easy looks. And that's probably should have went to it a little sooner because we struggled shooting the ball in the first half. And in that second half, I said, you know, it looks a whole lot better shooting the ball when it's layups instead of settling for threes. So
no doubt about it. It was a great effort for your girls. Predicated on the defense, we've come to know that about your program for the last, you know, umpteenth seasons. For you as an assistant, as head, it doesn't matter. Defense is what you guys predicate and really pride yourselves on. You hold the two leading scorers for Quinter, Camry Getz and Braylon Blackwell, to a combined 4 points. They average nearly 29 a game combined. What was the mindset with who you had on each one of these kids?
Well, I think when you go all week in practice and you tell our girls, hey, this is the one you got to focus on and this is the one you got to do this on.
Yeah.
I think they take it as a personal challenge when you don't go, hey, I think you can beat them. I think this is what you've got to do if you want to have a chance. You know, sure. Last week with Sevy, I thought, you know, three quarters, we did a great job. And today, you know, we got girls that understand that their role isn't to put up 20 points a night and stuff.
Right.
But if you can buy into the fact that if you can score 4 or 6 and you can hold somebody 15 under their average, that's like a 20-point average for you on the night.
Yeah, no doubt.
They do a great job of it.
No doubt. So I got two things for you. You talk about rebounding and effort. I don't know if you knew this, so I'm going to throw it out there. You guys had 19 offensive boards. How impressive is it to you? I mean, rebounding is just effort and hustle. How proud are your girls just cracking the glass so hard?
I am. You know, I love it. You know, when we talk about you can pick up a foul somewhere, pick up an offensive rebound if that's what you're doing, you know, and things. And we just got to understand, we do a drill in practice where it is all based off of reading the shot and rebounding the ball. You know, if the ball hits the floor, you don't get a second chance. We call it second chance drill. You know, and they've done a great job. You hear them now at the beginning of the season, they kind of look. And at the end of the season, they're yelling short or long or where it's going. And I think it helps a lot. And, you know, you're right, it's an effort thing. You know, defense, rebounding, that stuff is all effort stuff. And they buy into that's the expectation. You know, that's what you've got to do. And, you know, we talk about rebounds, we talk about it. But if I was going to pick one thing, it's watching those girls go after loose balls.
Oh,
you know, they got girls banged up that are still diving for the ball and things. And that's, again, effort. You know, you said it, and they're willing to do it all the time. So the other thing I was going to ask you, were you surprised? I mean, when you scouted a little bit, they came out in that zone, real extended out wide. It looked like we were kind of trying to figure that out. Were you expecting that from them?
No, we weren't. You know, I thought the way we shot the ball the other day, they would go to a man, and then we got an easy basket to start with, and he went to that 3-2, and granted to him, you know, it was a great coaching switch, and it took us a little while to get back into what we were doing, because that 3-2 is different than Bites 2-3 or Frankfurt's 2-3, you know, where you're trying to find that open spot. It's not exactly in the same spot, and we had girls, I thought, for a half still trying to go to the same places and do things. So, no, we made some adjustments, and like you said, that ball pressure makes the offense look a whole lot better when you don't have to get into it.
Well, and I will I'll give you some kudos. I loved what you guys did, screening the high middle zone, attacked lanes, you know, letting Hayden Kramer get downhill. That was a really good.
Where's it at, Bob?
I kind of got some.
Come on, show Coach where it's at.
Well,
halftime, he's sitting here drawing the stuff up, Coach, and he's like,
your high screen, dribble off. If Hayden's able to get downhill, if the help side comes, you kick to the shooter and then roll. I mean, that looks good.
If he likes to think he's a coach.
If you can draw that up, and yeah, we can draw it up on the sideline. I'll put my side up there. I'm not even going to pretend I'm the best coach out there. I know what I'm doing.
You guys made it work, and it worked really
good.
Coach, really appreciate you taking the time with us. Great win today, and we'll see you Friday in Dodge.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach Steffi Thompson of the Centralia Panthers. Victorious again, 53-39. Boz, we have one final thing to do before we wrap up here tonight. That's the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company in Onega. Farmer State Bank, hometown banking with your hometown heart. Player to bank on here tonight before we wrap up and get over to 96.9 The Pulse.
So always a tough decision, but I got to go with Milena Becker on this. 2 points in the first half.
Yeah.
She finishes with 16 points, six boards, tons of defensive effort.
Three steals.
I mean, we go down the line for her.
8-for-9 from the free throw line.
She had a heck of a ball game, and I think Coach Thompson's still here kind of listening. She's an X-factor kind of girl.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows Gibbs and Haberkamp and Kramer. Well, she's a girl that can come in and absolutely change the complexion of the game.
Yep. She's a girl that averages 8 a game, so she doubled that up here in this state tournament. As the Centralia Panthers move on, they will play Friday at 5:30 against the winner of Little River and Central Plains. We'll have coverage of that live from Dodge City here on 92.1 KMZA. Once again, your final score. Centralia wins it 53-39 in comeback fashion, outscoring Quincher 37-19. Boz and I are going to flip over to 96.9 The Pulse as we've got St. Mary's and Hayes TMP. It's wall-to-wall coverage as you're listening to the Giant Communications. JBM Telephone Company, Road to Glory, and the Panthers, they continue, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here's your...